brother. What's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Excuse me, that's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. I think the rain has passed us by, and we're going to warm up fast for the holiday.
There's no question at all, no doubt at all about it. It's going to be a scorcher. But, you know, it's what we want, right? On the 4th of July, you couldn't ask for. You don't want rain.
Yeah, you're right.
And if it's not, 85 or more with high humidity, it's not the 4th of July.
Yeah, I could do with a little bit of a breeze, but I'll take what we get.
But anyway, good morning to everybody. And I just want to say, for all of you who are joining me to hear the big interview with President Joe Biden this morning, I have to tell you that by the time we got through working things out on yesterday, the president is going to... I'm going to interview him today at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we will play it back on tomorrow's show. I can't tell you, you know, what time tomorrow morning, but we're going to play it back. I am going to be interviewing the president live. So, you know, it's, to me, it's the same thing. I'll tell you something. Calvin, it's more than a notion to have some conversation with all those people around the president, and especially, you know, having an opportunity to interview him with all that's going on. I don't know if the fact that all of this is the normal process, or if it has something to do with the fact that there is a hornet's nest all around the president right now, as there are people in his own party who are asking for the president to step down. Those sounds are getting louder and louder and louder. So if I tell you how many times I spoke with people representing the White House on yesterday, you'd be blown away. And I'm going to again speak to them at 11 o'clock this morning, as we finally, I guess, hopefully, have all of this in place. And, you know, I'm not frustrated. It's the president, it's the White House, and it's the honor of having an opportunity to have him on these airways and for me to be able to, you know, represent you, the listening audience, you know, if only for a moment. So don't be discouraged. I'm not. We are going to interview him. You know, he's going to be in Madison as well. On tomorrow, Calvin, are you aware of that?
I did hear about that, yes.
So, I mean, there's so much going on. The fact that they could squeeze us in, to me, is the big deal. But I just want to say, man, there's so much that I want to talk about this morning. And, I would be remiss if I didn't, or if we didn't, talk about, you know, what is brewing. That there are Democrats now and fundraisers or donors who are now calling loudly, vociferously, to have President Biden stepped down. Calvin, what are your thoughts, man, on what you are, what people, and I'm not talking about the average person like you and I. I'm talking about on the main scale of the Democratic Party, this debate that is taking place.
I think it's, I don't know. I think if you're going to present this as an idea, you need to present the alternative, and no one has done that. I don't know if there's time to gather support behind a unifying force unless everyone agreed, and not everyone seems to agree.
Well, here's a text message. Mark Murphy had to step down from the Packers because of age. He is too old. Watching him is like watching a boxer on of the age of 25, then 45. He is a decent politician, but the cognitive decline is real. And I like Biden, a much better choice than Trump, which is why these two candidates are scary for America. You know, this is not going away. And, you know, and we could stick our heads in the sand and not talk about it. I know it's unpalatable for some of you in this audience, but I'm telling you, this debate is getting ready to heat up. And, you know, it's not going away. I know there are people in this audience who wish that we wouldn't talk about it. But you know what? That's not going to be what's going to happen here. This thing is going to get broader and broader, and the conversation is going to become deeper and deeper, and more politicians on a broader scale are going to, you know, be sounding off on this. I like Biden, but he is clearly showing signs of decline. The only real option with how the paperwork has already been done is Kamala Harris. Really unfortunate situation to be in as a nation. You know, Donald Trump is, you know, he's the elephant in the room. And emotions being what they are, people are looking at, he has to be defeated. Another text message, Biden supports is mostly the anti-Trump vote. That doesn't change if it's Harris instead. 844-967-2789 is the number. You got to understand that you can't be, I don't think we can be like, you know, the MAGA people. And Joe Biden, nobody's questioning whether or not he's a decent man or not. But I was listening to, I forgot the person's name, very prominent man, especially in the Democratic Party. And you know what he said? He said, you know, I love Joe Biden. And I know him personally. But to say that we think that this man is going to, 4 years from now, be in a position, even let's say he's capable of doing it now, but to say that 4 years from now, Joe Biden is going to be strong enough to deal with all of the rigors of the presidency of the United States is just not accurate. Now, I understand that many of you don't want to hear that. You know, I know some folk in their 80s. I do. I know some people in their 80s. Pretty good. They're Some of them, they move around, their thoughts, they still have their cognitive abilities to some degree, but they're not running for president of the United States. The rigors of the presidency is well known. Anybody who remembers seeing the pre-photos of Barack Obama, of George Bush Jr., of Bill Clinton, when they first went into office, and then saw what they looked like 4 years later, that's the stress of it. And it's not going to get any easier. It absolutely is not going to get any easier. And the fact that we may not want to have the conversation doesn't mean it's not going to be had or that it's not going to go away. Tony, I think voters would be energized by the elites and the party actually listening to their concerns about Biden. I was listening to, I forgot who it was, yesterday. And I had Congressman Jim Clyburn on, I think it was on Tuesday of this week. And he stated, no elected officials have called for Biden to step down. And I remember having a conversation about, what about the voters? The voters are the ones who will determine. Don't the voters have a say in any of this? And if the voters don't have a say in it, then what are we talking about? You know, politicians, you know, have their place. But the people who are going to be impacted the most out of all of this are the voters. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I know it's not a palatable discussion, but it is a reality. And whether or not we're willing to have the discussion or not, does not change the reality of the fact that it's going to be had. And it's in the process of being had as we speak. Whether or not President Joe Biden is up to another 4 years as the most powerful man in the world. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, sir?
Anyway, this Biden's too old narrative, this has been going on since before the election in 2020. And the MAGA rhinos, I don't call them Republicans anymore because they're Republicans in name only. They're not really like what we would have considered Republicans even 10 years ago. But anyway, these guys have been hacking this narrative again and again and again and again. And It went away when Biden did a great speech on the State of the Union. Now he has one, count them, one poor performance, and all of a sudden, oh, Biden's too old, they're screaming. The narrative of the poor economy didn't stick because it's not a poor economy. The narrative of open borders didn't stick because it's not an open border. And yes, Biden is, I mean, I'm Biden's age, give or take a year. Would I want to become president and use that kind of energy? I'm not so sure I would. And I'm in pretty good shape, and I think Biden is too. But he also is a very wily politician, and he's a very good one, and he's done a heck of a lot of good for this country. That's got to be emphasized. It should have been emphasized continuously for the last 4 years. Every single day, Trump got out and in front of the cameras and screamed about how good everything was and how terrible some of these people that were criticizing him were. If Biden had even done, a Democratic surrogate had done something like fireside chats every single week for 4 years, I don't think we'd be in this situation. Of course, also, we wouldn't be in this situation if he decided to, say, add 4 seats to the Supreme Court and had the Voting Rights Act as his two top priorities instead of financially booting up the nation. So it's a difficult situation.
Well, Jack, you're a very cerebral guy. You always are, and you always have these well thought out responses to things. This is not the Republicans who are calling for Joe Biden, and they've always been saying that. But this is from within the House. This is from Democrats, and many of them, and those folk who are paying the freight, read it. It's all over the place. Who are calling for this? Jack, if it was only from the Republicans, I wouldn't be wasting my time. Here's Tony. We've been having the age conversation for years, but the problem is he just keeps getting older. Internet user, I know how I'll vote no matter who it is. The job of the party is to put someone forward who can convince the less politically engaged average person. So that's the issue, Jack. It's not something that this is solely about the Republicans. This is internal. And so your thoughts about the internal response of Democrats?
Well, I still think that the internal response is largely driven by the fact that we've heard nothing but 4 years, and over 4 years, actually, of narratives that Biden's too old, Biden's too old. If you look at what he did in the first 4 years, he obviously wasn't too old to get some significant, important accomplishments for this country. And I don't think that he's too old at this point either. But you do have a point. But I still think that some of these Democrats may be more on the conservative leaning Democratic Party side that are using this narrative. I also think that some of them may have genuinely been convinced by this constant repetition and then one, count them, one single poor performance.
Hey, so, Jack.
For what it's worth.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call, man. Always, always good stuff. If you're just joining me and wondering about whether or not President Biden is going to be appearing today, President Biden, we are going to record him at 2:00 this afternoon. They made a decision that the slot, my time slot, was too early. And so we're going to record the conversation with President Biden this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we'll play it back in the coming days. Let's before, you know, we go to the next person in line, we've got a full bank of calls, so that's good. We're going to get everybody on and hear their responses. But I really do, you know, at the root of all of this is a madman. And so, you know, whether or not, whoever it is, Donald Trump has to be defeated at all costs. And so if there's going to be an internal fight, which there is in the Democratic Party, whether people want to accept it or not or believe it or not, is going to take place. You know, your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789 is the number. The only thing I'd say is it's early enough that this debate can be had and done and over with. Cuss is going to happen. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. To keep you satisfied. True love right now exists. Is the love I can't resist. So stand by my side. Good job. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. If you're joining us looking for the interview between myself and President Joe Biden, it is going to be recorded this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we'll play it back. So the interview is going to take place. That's the request of the White House. We got a whole bank of callers, so I'm going to read a couple sentences from this, and then we're going to go directly to all of you. We're going to get all of you on, and I'm going to dummy up. Obama shares Washington Post today. Former President Obama shares concerns after shaky debate, offers Biden his advice. The former president told allies that Biden's already tough path to re-election grew more challenging after his debate performance last Thursday. Former President Barack Obama has privately told allies who have reached out to him that President Biden's already tough path to re-election grew even more challenging after his shaky debate performance on Thursday. A harsher assessment of the presidential race than his public comments, according to several people familiar with his remarks. Obama separately spoke directly with Biden by phone after last Thursday's debate to offer his support as a sounding board and private counsel for the embattled former president. The people said, speaking on the condition of anonymity, I can't say that word. Calvin, say that word, man.
You know, Earl, that's a tough one for me.
Yeah,
too.
Okay. Under the cloak of darkness. to discuss private conversations. It is unclear how directly Obama addressed Biden's performance and his path to reelection on the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Earl. Listen, to your previous caller, Jack, Tammy Baldwin, for the record, is not even going to be seen with Joe Biden this Friday.
Well, that doesn't mean, totally, David, that she's doing that. That doesn't mean that she's doing that because I know Senator Baldwin. And Senator Baldwin is not showing up to be with President Biden because of any of those things.
Well, irregardless, I think I've had this discussion with you for quite a while, that Joe Biden has definitely, within the last past year, has had significant decline. And the reason why, if you look at what the Secret Service has been doing, they switched the shoes out, they put the short steps onto the airplane because you saw him routinely falling down, you know, walking up the steps to the airplane. He had an issue with the getting into SUV Chevy. That was just, you know, a few weeks ago. I mean, it's unfortunate, but, and then he had that whole, and then there were people who were saying, well, that was edited. This was edited. No, that didn't really happen with him freezing, like Mitch McConnell, who also had that same scenario. So, and now you see Mitch McConnell is no longer going to be the leader for the Republican Party. Somebody else will be, because of his ability of being able to do the job as far as on a daily basis. And with Biden, you know, in this situation, the only way he will get replaced at the convention, there's only two ways that he gets replaced, because remember, he has all the delegates right now. They legally have to cast those delegates towards Biden as long as he's A, alive, and two, he doesn't decide to resign.
Or if he resigns, they automatically go to Kamala Harris.
Correct. And because of that, and the reason why that would happen, if it would be somebody else other than Kamala Harris, this is an important fact to know. If it's anybody else, all that money that the DNC has collected, all that money would have to go back to the donors, and then they would have to reissue all sorts of new money towards whoever that potential person, be it Gavin Newsom, Whitner from Michigan, what have you. So that's the only way would be a smoother transition, is if Biden decides to resign, then yes, Harris would be the nominee in that situation. But I don't see that happening, especially with her, with First Lady Jill Biden. She is steadfast. She wants him to keep on going.
Hey, David, so, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Well, I say that we're falling right into their hands. We might as well be a baseball fly ball right into the left fielder's glove. We're sitting here debating and talking about all this stuff, and all we're doing is wasting time. And it just makes it so true what they say. You know, Democrats fall apart and Republicans fall in line.
So, Brendan, I have to push back on you, because I just read an article where the former president of the United States, and you read the New York Times, the Washington Post, you read any of the newspapers that lean left, and at the front of it, and even all the talking heads and all the shows, this is being debated. So to say that, you know, we're falling into their hands is not true. This conversation is happening inside of the Democratic machine. And to say that we should be silent and not say anything about a discussion that's happening inside of the Democratic Party, I'm not in agreement with you on that.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. How many independent voters are going to vote for Kamala?
Listen, I didn't say that one way or the other about whether or not it should be Kamala Harris or any of those things. I'm talking about the fact that this discussion is getting ready to be had. And so people are going to have to put on their big boy pants, because whether or not they want to hear the discussion or not, it's going to happen. And so should it happen in a dark room? Should it happen under the cloak of darkness? I don't agree with that. It should be out in the open.
I agree with you that the conversation's going to be had one way or another. The problem is that now we have people talking about him falling downstairs.
So this just fills
the ether.
Well, to me, the falling down the stairs and all of that, that's from somebody who doesn't support the president. So, you know, they've been saying those things for a long time. This discussion is really about those who support President Biden and Democrats. And so people can weigh in from the other side of it all they want to. You know, they don't have at heart what's in the best interest of those who support Democrats. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what? Tom, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, results matter. Having good people in place matter. And it also shows that you're an effective manager to get the results. An internal conversation, you can call it a fight or if you want, is a good thing. In our nation, you know, it's open discussion. It's not tribal. It's showing objectivity. You know, what we can demonstrate on the other side of the line is a totally in-step cult. So, you know, but the narrative is what is so critical. And the DNC, for whatever reasons, are not good at the narrative and sustaining the narrative. It's always been, it seems, at least certainly in recent history, it seems like the narrative has been controlled by the right. So, you know, the loudest voice in the room, unfortunately, when it's attack, and grievance politics, but don't fix a thing, what the American people hear continuously is attack, and grievance politics. Because they don't fix anything. So it's the same conversation every election cycle about immigration. It's the same thing. It's the same circles that we're being spun around in. So when we recognize the choices that we have, a party that is good enough to be critical and self-critical and analyze when we are in this pretty tough predicament, or one that turns a blind eye and just continues to go forward with, you know, their MAGA Project 2025 agenda. That is what we need to somehow get to, is the details of the platforms, have discussions about, you know, what the future brings in clarity. And don't get all caught up in the culture wars that have been driving our politics for decades now. What do you think?
I can't disagree with anything you said, Mike. You know, I mean, here's the response, text message, Lee from Cottage Grove. The only reason the discussion is happening is because we are having the discussion. We should be talking about Project 2025 and how to get Democrats elected in every position possible, so that we can move the country forward. Biden is running for president. We need to not give this air, because it's starting a fire that we are responsible for. Responsible for. Stop giving this air. The election is November. It's not about the candidates, about democracy or dictatorship and much more. I would respond to you, Lee, by an article in today's Washington Post. In private, Democrats panic. For the Biden campaign, everything is fine. The White House and the reelection campaign have chosen to emphasize happy talk, even as some in the party fear he is on a path to lose to Trump after the shaky debate performance. I will say to you, Lee and others, sticking your heads in the sand is not the solution. This is an issue. I've been around a long time. I've seen issues happen. And to say that people should not talk about it, that's not going to be the case. So whether or not you Democrats don't want the conversation to happen, it's happening. And so you can respond in the way that Republican Party has done, and we're all in with Trump. Or you can say, maybe it's best that we do the bloodletting because it's done inside in the debate with Democrats. All Democrats don't have to think the same. This is not the Republican Party. And so if you want people to not have the conversation because it makes somebody feel uncomfortable, that's not the way it should be done. Debate it. And it's going to be debated by people who are in the Democratic Party. What's wrong with that? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Again, we're having a conversation that is being had inside of, you know, the Democratic Party, and it's going to continue to be had. And I have to say to you, you know, I've voted Democrat for 52 years of my life. From the time I was 18 years old, I voted in every election, and I vote Democrat. So this is not some person who's talking as somebody who hates the Democratic Party or who is anti-Democrat. I'm not that, but I'm nobody's fool either. And you've got to be willing to have, a conversation. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom. Go ahead.
Earl, I have to say I'm a little disappointed this morning that we spent 48 minutes talking about Joe Biden's age. And the reason why I say that, and I hope that in the interview that you do with Joe Biden, you actually ask him about policy, like child care, taxes.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to cut you off for a second and then let you come back. You can be disappointed if you want to. But everywhere I look and see it, I'm talking about it because it's news. Whether people want to accept it or not, Tom, I can't help that. So if you think that this is not a discussion that's being had, you are incorrect, my friend. It is a discussion that is going to get louder and louder and louder. And because people don't want to hear it, it doesn't mean that it's not happening, Tom. It's happening inside the Democratic Party. Why should we not have the discussion?
Earl, am I back on? I can't tell.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I think we should be talking to Joe Biden's doctor. Someone should talk to him. John, Pierre yesterday answered the question and said, no, there is no cognitive things going on. She very clearly said it. People are saying that President Barack Obama is talking about, but these are anonymous people. We have a corporate media that is about getting dollars for advertising and causing an issue to basically divide the Democratic Party of people that are conservative callers that are calling up on this station that are reinforcing the right-wing talking points about him falling down airplanes and all this kind of stuff.
That's one guy.
Sorry. Exactly, but that's what all they hear on right-wing radio all day is that kind of stuff. It's basically they're just repeating the talking points they've already heard. And now we are actually doing them a favor by actually increasing and talking about this. I want to know why it is that they haven't asked Donald Trump to leave the race. The guy rapes little girls with Jeffrey Epstein. The guy is a convicted felon. The guy's only 2 years younger than Joe Biden. I mean, this is crazy. You and I both even talked about the fact 2 years ago Joe Biden had a moment like that before where, and that was a press conference. You know what? He's been doing a hell of a job.
Hey, Tom, for the life of me, I don't understand that if you, and you're a learned man, that you can't see that this discussion is being had inside of the Democratic Party. This is not a discussion that's being had out with Republicans. It is a discussion that is being had all throughout the Democratic halls. So to say that we shouldn't talk about it, I don't understand that. It is Democrats who are saying this, not Republicans. So do you totally dismiss the Democrats who are saying this because it's not palatable to people? I don't understand what you gain by that.
Earl, what I'm saying is that the Democratic Party can talk about whatever they want, but I really would like people to start coming out from the shade of darkness and stop saying anonymous and private talks and all that. You know what? Have the cojones to actually come out and talk about
it's still Democrats doing it,
Joe
Tom.
Biden had, who? Give me the example of the person that said it. Because there's nobody there except for MSNBC, CNN, and the other TV stations at CNN. And yes, Jeff Bezos actually owns the Washington Post, and I wouldn't call him a complete progressive.
Hey Tom.
More to the right all the time.
Hey Tom. Newsweek, Washington Post, the Politico, the Hill, you name it, the conversation is being had. And so to say that we should just be talking about Donald Trump and those things, I talk about Donald Trump every day. News is news, and I'm not going to shy away from a discussion that makes people feel uncomfortable because the discussion is being had, man.
Earl, all I'm saying is that it's not the people. People need to come out of the shadows if they really want to have this discussion. I have not heard one person say who the person is that actually is even having this conversation. Nobody. Everybody has always said anonymous sources. Everybody has said private talks. You know what? Come out and say it if you really believe it.
Hey, Tom.
You know what? I don't think Joe Biden has a problem.
Hey, Tom.
Really don't.
I'm going to be straightforward with you. I have conversations with people every day. And these conversations are being had with the average American. It's not just the political folk. It's the average Americans who are having this conversation. Man, I just don't get it, man. You know, I don't think we should be like conservatives. I don't think we should be like the folk who are 100%. We're all in with Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what he says or what he does. You know, there are people who clearly support the Democratic Party and who supported Joe Biden. They're not his enemy. They're not enemies of the Democratic Party. They're asking questions, which they have a right to ask. I don't understand how we should be, those of us, silenced if there's a question that we want to ask. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, hang on the phone lines. We're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. On the other side, we're going to continue the conversation on the Earl Ingram Show.